darlings, and welcome to Digimon Ghost Gaze. This is the podcast where we're gonna do a series recap of all of Digimon Ghost Game. Or, I don't know, not necessarily a recap, more like a wrap-up. We're gonna fucking talk about our thoughts, we're gonna answer some questions, and if that doesn't fill enough time, then I've got a tier list.
Hell yeah.
I'm Amory, my pronouns are they, she, he.
I'm Morg, my pronouns are they, he.
And I'm Elliot, my pronouns are they, she, he.
I didn't have a fun thing to come
Yeah, up. I was waiting for you Sorry. For a bit, but I also have no bit.
Yeah, my brain left my body temporarily, so I didn't have
you,
a bit.
Did you very shortly become a ghost?
I guess, yeah, I became a hologram ghost for a second.
Okay. So which one of us is the ghost, which is the Digimon, and which is the gay?
Good question.
That's tough.
Can I be the Digimon? I'm a furry.
Okay.
I guess I already said I was the ghost.
Well, guess I'm assigned gay. No choice there.
It makes sense I would be the ghost, because I'm, like, haunting the Morgan places.
Oh, yeah. I am femboy appreciator, so maybe, yeah. Yeah.
But, I...
Yeah, I think this all tracks.
Yeah, this is correct.
The thing is that we're all gay.
It's all of us.
In case you didn't know, you know, 20... What? 20? 68 episodes in.
Yeah, shocking revelation on the Digimon Ghost Gaze podcast.
Or more like 70 plus, because of all the gayest
apps. Yeah. Boy, so fucking Ghost Game. Good show.
Great show. I kind of miss watching it now.
Mm-hmm.
You could rewatch it.
I could, but I have finally, through normal ways, obtained another Digimon show. Which I will be watching. Ooh, I wonder which...
You're finally gonna watch Tamers?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've got it on my external hard drive, so just gotta...
I need to know what you think about Tamers. It's a very good show and very dear to me.
I was gonna watch it already, but then I bought Fire Emblem. So my entire life is on hold right now. But once I get past that slight obsession, I'm diving right back in.
Hell
cool,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I guess let's just go over our overall thoughts for the series. Like, I enjoyed it a lot. I thought I really like these characters. Like, I think it has some, like, really exceptionally great, like, one-off episodes in Monsters of the Week. Like, as we talked a lot about last time, like, it definitely seems like it leaves a lot on the table. Like, I kind of think... There sort of comes a point, like, maybe somewhere in, like, the 20s where it kind of stops trying to be a mystery show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, kind of turns off that drip feed of intrigue and clues. And yeah, there was just kind of a point where I had, like, felt like I had, like, stopped having, like, points of speculation and, like, you know, things to say about the episode beyond, like, wow, good episode. But, you know, we're still getting wow, good episode, so, you know, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, because they really leaned into the Monster of the Week. So hard. It was so good. I loved it. I was gonna go somewhere with that, but I forgot. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean, in general, you've heard, I feel like people who, like, listen this long have, like, noticed, like, in general, we do like the episodes, and, like, it's not what I expected, and that's not a good or a bad thing, that's just, like, a thing, because it's, I don't know what I expected. I expected a Digimon show, and I did get that, so I guess there's that, but, you know, it's interesting what they decided to pull on the strings of and what they left on the table. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, in general, it was more focused on being a Monster of the Week show. Like, we keep using that term that just, you know, is kind of what it sounds like, where it's like a new guy that they gotta fight every time, and they gotta figure out where this guy is, who this guy is, what they want, why they're causing problems. Like, the only, like, mystery behind it is maybe, like, what the Digimon wants, and maybe, like, why they're here. And that is, like, very interesting to have a show in this, like, day and age of, like, prestige television, even though, like, there's other people doing pushback on prestige television too, but I feel like this is an interesting example of just, like, a good that has more creepiness than you'd expect from a kid's show, but in, like, a cool way.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I was fairly consistently surprised on, like, how hard they go with, like, some of the horror elements. Like, yeah, I like, literally, like, going into this podcast, like, you know, going into the first episode, it was like, well, it has ghost in the title. Maybe it'll have some horror elements. Like, I guess I'll use the fucking Baha Men Spooky Digimon song as the intro.
And wow, it did.
It did.
It did.
It had Digimon, it had ghosts, and it had games, I guess.
It did have games.
It did have games. I kind of didn't mind that the mystery was gone. Because I think since it was 68 episodes, we've discussed that they probably didn't know how many episodes they would get.
Yeah.
Which means that at a certain point, they'd given us all the crumbs they were willing to give, and the season was still going. And then it just petered out, I think. Which means that if we'd gotten more crumbs, the mystery would have just sort of solved itself. And I think I would have disliked that more than just getting the reveal at the end.
There's something to be said about having a Digimon mystery, but I think that would work better in video game form based on what people have said about things.
Yeah, or just a season that has a set amount of episodes so that they can evenly spread out the information.
Yeah, like if they make arcs more.
I was just about to say, like, an arc. I was trying to contain myself.
Well, you're right. Like, that would be right. Like, if you're trying to build up a mystery over time, building up an arc and planning it out makes sense. But in a lot of ways, it seems like they probably were just kind of putting out episode by episode by episode. Like, I wonder how much, like, I wonder how much forethought they got. Like, I'm a little concerned, maybe, like, that they had to, like, rush stuff sometimes. I don't know how much time they got to finish episodes.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's the anime industry, so of course there was, like, fucking crunch, you know?
But you always wonder, like, how much crunch is there compared, like, this kind of show versus one that's more like, well, they had to plan it ahead of time and whatever. There's also something to be said about horror aimed at kids, and how I was listening to a completely different podcast about, like, people talking about something completely different, but they had brought up how they like kid horror a lot, because a lot of times you can't hide behind the, like, more hardcore elements of like an adult horror. Like, you can't just be like, okay, there's gore now, okay, there's, like, scary freaky naked shit or whatever, I don't know, like, so you can't just, so they have to be, like, creative in how sometimes in some of the creepiness. And I think that is very interesting that, like, you know, there's, like, limits that breed creativity is very cool to see, and that, like, there were things that, like, we were like constantly surprised at being like, wow, this is like, honestly, like, even if we weren't like terrified, it was like, wow, there's like a real thriller energy to this that I didn't expect. And I would like more, I would like more horror kid shows, but I also don't want to scar children, you know?
But that's where the creativity comes in, because I think that's actually a really cool way to think about it. Because yeah, we didn't get like jump scares or
yeah, that
hot female character gets mauled to death and is conveniently naked. What a surprise. They had to actually like make distinguished horror that is tasteful. Not to say that I don't enjoy normal horror movies.
Yeah, me too. No, don't worry.
Even though I'm a huge scaredy cat, but like, yeah, it's a completely different vibe. And I just like the surprise element of it, because I could never tell what was going to happen. Because sometimes like, ooh, this could be creepy. And then it was. And that's really fun.
I don't know if it was always tasteful, just because I think sometimes they still were like, this is a goofy, like, Digimon cartoon.
Yeah, some of it was.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, also there were some very good comedy episodes.
I'm still like, thinking about Head and Hole.
the Head and Hole episode with Dark Knightmon, like the Ashuramon episode where it starts off like with like really creepy vibes, and then it just fucking all completely turns on its ear when he fucking picks up a basketball and dunks it.
Right, yeah. Someone stealing faces is like pretty nasty, but then you're like, oh, it's going to be that kind of show, I see.
Oh, it's silly now. Oh, it's suddenly it's silly. Suddenly it's funny that he's taking people's faces off.
Yeah, and that got put next to episodes where a Digimon is so in love with a boy that he tries to genetically alter him.
Like, that's fucked up.
Get you a show that can do both.
There's definitely some episodes that stuck with me way more than others. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, ones I go back to, like the turning a boy into a Digimon because they were so in love with him or whatever. That one stuck with me. The Eyemon episode stuck with me just because it
very
was
very good.
Like, eyes everywhere, and it was like crazy like that, you know. Some of the weird ones also, like, stuck with me, like the ones where we saw, like, Betsumon and the face-stealing episode, and, like, although the Betsumon one was also kind of, like, crazy, because it was, like, no one remembered who Gammamon was, and that, we brought that up in the, like, last episode, too, like, oh, wow, he has to deal with this again, kind of. Well, in his head, anyway, people don't. Now he's there, kind of.
Yeah, this show put Gammamon through a lot. That's main character problems could never be me.
I do think, I mean, we talked about this a little bit in the last episode, where, like, the show clearly focused on Hiro and Gammamon, which is fine.
They're good characters.
They're great. I love their dynamic, their cool brother dynamic. It's fun. It's nice. I liked to see them. But man, I wanted to see more of the other two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Like, they did kind of get mostly left out of the finale. Like, they got to do some fighting, but like, very much like the focus was on Hiro and Gammamon. Also, like, going back to like the show, like, sort of shifting away from mystery elements, I think it did also like shift away from like character based episodes. You know, like,
I feel that way too.
It had some good ones, like in the later episodes, like, I don't know. I'm thinking about the werewolf episode for Ruli. I'm thinking about, like, the, Calmeramon episode for Gammamon. But yeah, at a certain point, the focus does start to be like a lot more on like the monsters and the weekly plots rather than
the mole,
you know, the actual characters. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking about like episode 11 where it was about like Ruli and Edgoramon learning to communicate better and like fucking talk through a conflict. And it's like, oh, I wanted more like that. I wanted some like really like hard hitting like interpersonal stuff. Like,
I think
later down the line,
I think that's,
you know,
once again the problem of like having an unsaid amount of episodes, because it was like you could watch any episodes of this in whatever order you want to, but you can't do that if you put in a lot of character development episodes, which means that if it goes for 67 episodes and you cram all your character development in the beginning because the characters need to stay the same over the season, you don't get a lot of that. That's true.
Yeah.
There's also, I wonder if there's something to be said for, like, Emery and I having seen Tamers, because
yeah,
I know over and over again, Emery especially was like, hey, there's these references to Tamers that I see that are like, you know, various Digimon, various like design elements, and like maybe it's just because we're both like, wow, this is a good season of Digimon, so we want, you know, we want it to be like that. I mean, maybe not so explicitly, but it's like, and that one was more characterful in general, even with all its flaws regarding that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch Tamers and say, wow, cool Ghost Game reference.
Yeah, you're going to look at Marine Angemon and be like, wow, Cthulhamon, but nice.
But nice.
Cthulhamon, but small and nice. And having bad taste in Tamer. Anyway.
Yeah, Tamers is definitely, like, still goated to me. Like, yeah, I think it is really hard to, like, compare to, like, some of the stuff from, like, that classic era of Digimon, because...
Right, and I don't want to do that, and that's why I'm like, you know, I wonder, I had to, like, kind of sit in this and be like, oh, it's its own show. And now I like it.
Yeah,
more.
Definitely.
Like, don't expect too much, and be surprised when you get what you get better than what you expect. I don't know. I was going with that. That makes me sound like I'm, like, hating on it maybe a little, but I'm not trying to. I'm just like,
I look at things like that and say, wow, there's so much fanfic potential there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you could do an RPG with these characters and just develop them yourself.
So true.
Not that I haven't read any Digimon fanfiction yet, actually. I don't know if there's really a fandom that is active on the same sites that I am.
I don't know if there's a Ghost Game fandom, but there are, like...
There's definitely a Digimon fandom, yeah. But not... I don't know if there's specifically one for Ghost Game. The tag on Tumblr wasn't super active, but there was some cool stuff in there. There were some really good artists, so that was fun.
Yeah.
They mostly liked Ghoulis Gammamon. Ooh, people just really expanded on that lore, and we all decided that he was an idiot, huh?
We love it. I love that everyone was like, actually, Ghoulis is based. Because, like, yeah, absolutely. Like, he sucks, but it's fun.
He's kind of nice with it, actually.
But my god, some... He's from space, man.
He's from space.
He is from space.
His planet was destroyed, so he fucking colonized another planet to enlist...
No, it's so funny.
It's such bullshit. It's so funny. I love it, but it sucks, you know? Like, this sucks,
yeah.
But it's so funny. Like, what a fucking incredible way to end the series. Like,
literally dropping it in, like, the last 10 minutes, too.
Yeah.
That makes it even better. Like, he's an alien, but also we're never going to address it.
It's very casual, and it. I wonder, like, people are, like, like holding onto their TV, like, what? Wait! And just, like, imagining that made it, like, so much better. Because it's like, this is not necessarily what I wanted, but I'm... Mm-hmm. It's funny that I got it. I like that I got this as a bit. This show I like should not end in a bit, but I'm glad it. I got to experience it either way.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of our expectations defied by Ghost Game, and you know, sometimes it's nice, sometimes it's a mixed bag.
Right. Like, this is not good storytelling, but I'm glad I got to watch the end.
Yeah.
The ending is absolutely not good storytelling, but I didn't come here for the story, so
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, they did do a lot with, like, the three episodes that they had to wrap it up with, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like, okay, here's a question I want to ask. Like, say the fucking team, like, had... You know, all the time they wanted to make the show and, like, knew how many episodes they were getting ahead of time and, like, really sat down and, like, plotted out the final arc. What would you want to see in it that you didn't get in the extant version?
That's a tough question.
I would like to see Kyoshiro and Rui and Heroes... Like, do a cool theme thing. I just want them to, like, digivolve together.
Yeah.
What was the name for that again?
Jogress?
Jogress, yeah. I think it would be super cool if they did
Or, like,
that.
Matrix Evolution.
Or if, in the end, they each had to partner up with the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely would have liked to see, like... Yeah, because that, man, we got so excited, like, back in the episode where fucking Ruli and Jellymon teamed up, and then that came back, like, exactly once later in the series.
So that was something, too. Like, we got multiple champion form, or multiple adult forms of Gamamon, and, like, that's cool. But there was part of me that was like, what if we saw different ones depending on which... person evolved him, you know, or like evolved them, so like Angoramon and Jellymon having different ones too or something. That was like, you know, if we could see moments of that like throughout, and then like maybe it culminated in something in the last arc, maybe something culminate, like I would want either to have more setup with Quantumon or like taking it out completely. Like there's like something else you could have done. Like you could have been like, I don't know. I don't have a good example because I'm a little like, I'd have to like think about it and be like, okay, I guess I'm gonna write like Ghost Game fanfic now, but But, like, there's a part
of... I think we all are.
But there's, like, a part of me that's, like, what if, what if it was Gulus's plan all along to get his ass beat for some reason, and, like, now they're powerful enough to stop Quantumon from being evil or something. Or, like, oh, what if it was, oh, Hiro's dad all along was shitty, like, I mean, like, genuinely, like, he did bad stuff, whether it's out of, like, malice or ignorance. And it was like, okay, at least he had something to do with the show rather than just being a background nuisance.
And I
like,
think
maybe
more of a tie-in for Aoi and, the other one's name.
Aoi and Nene.
Yeah, because We see the boys, but why do we see Nomura of all people in the last episode and not people we actually like?
Yeah,
I want, like, I mean, I'm glad we got to see Riku, I guess, but, like, what if, like, Riku and Aoi became, like...
What if they got a partner Digimon, and then while the big fight is happening in the digital world, these kids with their partner Digimon, which are side characters, could do the in-between that breaks the tension where we see the real world, what they're trying to fix there.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been...
Yeah. It's funny because I'm like part of, like, I was like, oh, I was just complaining about how there's too much in the last episode and that would be another thing to introduce. But I feel like at the same time, it's like, if you're going to introduce all these things anyway, why don't you just like fucking go for it and make it so like these fun side characters get Digimon, like, why not? If you're gonna go for, like, if you're gonna do a whole, like, sequence of this dude is from space and also is eating your mind and also you've recovered from a hole in your chest and also, like, why not just throw... I wanted it to either be like more insane or less, I guess.
It's such main character anime disease. It's like when in Bleach, Ichigo is literally everything you could be. This is what is happening to Siriusmon and Gullis Gamamon. They every cool concept to put in a boys' anime is being thrust upon them.
Which sometimes works. Like, sometimes I'm just like, wow.
Very cool. Don't misunderstand me. I love it.
Wow, cool shonen. Like, sometimes I really am just like, wow, cool shonen. I'm glad this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a limit.
Yeah, put Siriusmon in a Gundam.
Oh my god. Why not? Let's not put him in a Gundam.
I remember...
Yeah, that traumatizes you real bad.
Jellymon.
Speaking of Gundams, would put Jellymon in a Gundam. Oh god.
Don't put Jellymon in a Gundam. She would do so many war crimes.
She would finally have a kill count.
That sounds like something... Yeah. That sounds more like something that would happen in Evangelion. I feel like Jellymon, unfortunately, would be like... This is gonna sound a little bit mean, perhaps, but Jellymon in a robot feels like it could turn into a, like, an Asuka situation, like, more so than anyone else.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Anyway, speaking of Gundam, though, for some reason, I was talking to Matt, friend of the show, Max, and he was like, he liked the final Evos for Angoramon and Jellymon more than he liked Siriusmon. And I was like, you know, I was like, why? You know, he looks kind of Gundam-y. Like, that's your thing. And he's like, his head's kind of a weird size. And I'm like, Digimon just look like that. I don't really know if I agree. I like all three of their aesthetics for different reasons. It's kind of my thought.
I thought Siriusmon was, I don't know, he was my least favorite of the three as well. But design wise, like, I love him as a character.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy a figurine of Siriusmon and put it in my room because I think his design is just a little bland somehow.
I could see that compared to the other two. Because, like, Amphibimon is just, like... God. It's, like, she's very Saint Gagumon with it. She's very, like, got that old school diver outfit. It's very cool. She's very pink and very, like, bright. And it's very different from her more muted, like, Thetismon vibe, and she's very, like, loud with it, and it's fun. And then, like, Diabit Diabitmon?
Diabitmon. You know, like as you just said, like Amphimon is a callback to Saint Galgamon. Diabitmon is definitely a callback to Sakuyamon. And Siriusmon is like a callback to Wargreymon, and I kind of feel like
Wargreymon did it better.
You know, Diabitmon and Amphimon like are doing those references, but maybe have like a bit more of their own identity than Siriusmon.
Ooh, yeah, that
yeah, that's a good way of putting it. That's like a really good way of putting it, actually. I love Diabitmon. I don't know why. I feel like part of the problem is that we've seen Siriusmon the most, and so I know his name the best, and so I keep saying Diabitmon.
Oh god, yeah, no, it's a difficult name just in general.
It's spelled like Diarbit, but they pronounce it more like Diabitmon.
Diabitmon. And that's weird, because I'm like, Diabitmon? Like the animal deer?
No, just make frog noises somehow.
You want to say rabbit in there, but there isn't a rabbit in there.
Diabitmon, yeah.
Like, Amphibimon's a little easier to say, because it's amphibious, Amphibimon, like, but I'm just like, how the fuck do you say? Because I love Diabitmon, and I'm like, he's great. He's kind of attractive too, which doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is definitely the hottest of the three ultimates.
Yeah, like for sure. Who said that he was like four kinds of hot guy? And Gormon is four kinds of hot guy.
He does have the four forms. Yeah, it's good.
They're all someone's type. Like,
mm-hmm. Wow, he's so flexible.
I feel a little weird saying that about Angoramon because he's baby, but
yeah,
I understand. If you're just talking about,
yeah, you know, I definitely would have liked to see, like, I kept saying, like, man, Hiro is having all this character development. He's definitely gonna confront his dad when he meets him. And we never got that. Like, you know, Hiro did get a lot of character development over the course of the series, but, like, I feel like we didn't really get a cap to that. Like, a big payoff for, like, him learning about confrontation, you know? I would have liked that to see, like, culminate in him, you know, going to his dad and being like, hey, kind of a really irresponsible thing that you did to me, huh?
Right.
Kind of sucks that you abandoned me and then abandoned a baby Digimon with me, and also that baby Digimon is a world eater.
Yeah, also, Hokuto definitely knew, right? He knew that Gula's Gammamon...
He
was there. That was implied, right?
Mm-hmm.
He...
Not really.
Oh, I felt like he knew. And I was like, that's extra.
Maybe Quantumon told him, but...
That's extra shitty. You put this just potential murderer with your son.
He implied that he knew that Gammamon had, like, issues with, like, fighting and stuff. But I don't know if he explicitly knew about... Gulus. But I feel like he should have. I feel like
we'll blame him for it anyway.
Right. I mean, it's not even, it's, you know, part of it maybe because I don't like him, but part of it is like, I feel like you should know more about the little guy you're sending to your son, maybe.
Yeah. I think similarly, like, Kyoshiro and Ruli also had, like, character arcs that kind of deserved to have, like a big payoff moment. Like, Kyoshiro, like, in the Amphimon Evolution episode, like, he had his thing where he's like, okay, I'm gonna actually face this myself and not, like, pass out and let my alter take over. I would have liked, like... a more, like, real confrontation with, like, oh, the fact that, like, hey, I black out sometimes and just become, like, a different person. What's up with that?
Yeah, like, even if they don't go into the psychology of that, because I don't think they would maybe, I don't think they would necessarily do a great job. Even if it was just, like, hey, like, this is you, this is two parts of you, this is, you know, you can be this, you don't have to be this, like, run away fainting from danger kind of dude. Mm-hmm. And
because, like, by the end of it, like, does Kyoshiro even know that he has his limit break?
No, I feel like he doesn't.
I don't think he does. He just knows that he passes out.
He does. No, yeah, you're right. He doesn't know what happens when he limit breaks. He has no recollection. That's a difficult word.
Recollection, yeah.
Yeah.
He just
knows he clocks out, and then when he wakes up, all his problems are gone. And
yeah,
isn't that just the ideal situation, he says to himself, for a very long time?
Yeah, and also with Ruli, like, you know, she had, you know, kind of the dilemma of, like, oh, do I tell my friends about, like, all the monster stuff that's going on, and I'm kind of getting them, like, you know, tangentially involved with, like, yeah. And then, you know, that is, like, alluded to. Her friends are just like, yeah, don't worry about it. But I would have liked to see, like, you know, more of an exploration of that in more of, like, an actual, like, confrontation and payoff with it, you know?
I would want it to cause maybe something, like, cause some issues that they want, like, yeah, her eventually to tell the truth about. Or, like, even if it doesn't get to that point, it's, like, I don't know. There's just, like, more they could have done with that. Even though they did show Engoromon eventually, it was, like, and, like, now they're at a point where, like, everyone in the world at the end of this knows that Digimon are real and exist and have sentience and all that, like,
but you
don't see the fallout of that, which is fine to some extent, but, like, what if we saw the fallout at least in, like, the micro, where we see, like, Ruli and her friends? And then we don't even get, like, any sort of resolution with, like, all these things that, like, Ruli wants to do with her life, which is, like, okay, I feel like at a certain point, her blog mostly just became, like, a way to get information for other ghosts, hologram ghosts, and was never, like, a conflict or something to come up at a certain point. And
you know what I want to see, like, really specifically? I want, like, we almost got this for Hero in, like, the episode where where he, like, took the one Digimon to the island and all his friends were getting body horrored. Like, I want to see, you know, I feel like what we really kind of needed for, like, these, you know, characters' arcs is just, like, an episode where it's like, shit, I fucked up and did something wrong because of, like, you know, this character flaw that I've had for the entire series. Like, now I need to, like, actually fix it and make amends for that and grow from it, you know? It doesn't have, like, really a lot of the characters fucking up, and, like, even during that episode I mentioned, it was still kind of like, well, it kind of seems like you did do the right thing in the end. It seems like you were right to not abandon this Digimon, even though it did put people in danger, because it still sort of worked out in the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Now that you mentioned,
I think, like, the characters, I think the character flaws, like, of the main characters, like, should have resulted in more of, like, the characters actually doing things wrong.
Yeah, now that you mention it, everyone was strangely morally correct the entire series.
And they're, like, teens. Why would they be morally correct the whole time?
Yeah, Hero literally knows how to break into a building.
Yeah.
Where did he learn that? Why did we not see any criminal actions? Why were their friends always so understanding, like, oh, they'll tell us when they're ready? No, they won't. They just told the whole world instead of telling you. Like, I'm not saying that I wanted them to have a fight, but I just, yeah, like you said, one of their flaws should have been exploited for one of these episodes. Just a little.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess we did get that with Gamamon in, like, again, in the Calmeramon episode where, you know, he's just kind of being a baby and, like, not willing to apologize, and that, like, that causes problems, and then, you know, it has a payoff to it, and it's really, really good, and I'm like, hey, more of that, please. More of that with all the characters.
Yeah, but they didn't really know what to do with most of their characters, despite there not being as many as the other Digimon series. They just didn't have a lot of ideas.
I thought they would at least...
Yeah, again, I think it's not, like, an issue of, like, not having ideas. It's just, like, all their ideas were, like, here's a cool monster we can put on the show.
They didn't...
And here's, like, a cool horror element that we can expose our guys to.
Yeah, they had the same idea over and over again. And never said, let's look at it from a different angle.
And they were cool.
Yeah,
ideas.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea, yeah. Just to make sure we all love the show.
Yeah, I want to reiterate, though, like, it's very formulaic, but, like, and it kind of does the same thing over and over again, but it's a good formula. Like, we got a lot of fucking stellar episodes out of it. Just, like, I would have liked, you know, a shift of focus sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
so do we want to get into listener questions? We got like 10 minutes left.
Yeah, let's do listener questions. Let me scroll up.
All right. Spike asks, which evolutions were the best and worst glow-ups for the Mons?
Well, I already said that I don't really like Seriousmon that much.
Yeah, I think Seriousmon is probably... one of the weaker ones in the cast, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Amphibimon is my favorite.
I kind of got two here. I love Wesengamamon because mm-hmm. Wesengamamon to me is just like the fucking platonic ideal of a Digimon. He's a big dinosaur and he has guns everywhere. It's so fucking sick.
Good.
And like, yeah, also like despite like... you know, having all of these guns and shit, it still feels like a relatively elegant design, you know? It doesn't feel like over-designed or, like, you know, too crowded in a way that a lot of Digimon designs do. I just feel like it's, like, a fucking perfect execution mm-hmm. of this, like, classic concept of, like, what if we put guns on a dinosaur? Also, it's just, like, the fucking detail of, like, the bottoms of his feet are also guns.
Yeah.
Like, that's so funny to me and such a nice, like, little touch that is just so fucking pointless but so good.
I think Wesengamamon might be my favorite of the three champion Gamamon.
Wesengamamon, like, might be my favorite out of all the evolutions in the series. Like, then the other one is Lamormon, because Lamormon is just fucking... You know, I don't usually really go for, like, big muscular type furries, but Lamormon is doing it. Lamormon fucking works for me. He's so fucking good. I love how much of a sicko he is. I love that he fucking just wants to murder all the time, but then Ruli is like, hey, don't do murder, and he's like, yes, ma'am.
It's so funny how, like, he goes from, like, he goes from one twink to a big... fuck off furry man to another like mm-hmm. sort of twinky guy, like
yeah.
There's definitely
he's got the range.
I like that Tesla Jellymon is just big Jellymon.
I love Tesla Jellymon. As someone who was obsessed with Envy from Fullmetal Alchemist, I looked at Tesla Jellymon and said, that's a gender. And I adore... If I ever did a Digimon cosplay, it would be Tesla Jellymon.
Mm-hmm. Listen, she's got the binder.
She's got a binder built in. It's perfect.
We love this. And, like, I like Thetismon as a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she's not necessarily my favorite of the of the perfect evolutions, because I think I also like Lamortmon more. I like Canon Vicemon, actually, like despite everyone being like, yeah. oh, he's a dick or whatever, I'm like, no, he looks cool though. Like,
yeah, he's a cool dragon.
He's just like good dragon design.
He's just a cool fuck off dragon. Like,
we'd love a cool fuck off dragon.
What's not to like? I don't know.
And maybe dragons should get to be dick out, you know?
So true.
I'm always saying this.
So true. So true.
So Veer asks, now that you've won the Super Digimon Ghost Gaze Game Bowl, what will you do now? And then he holds up a mic extremely close to our face without any regard or respect for personal space. Okay, first things first, I'm going to take a step back, buddy. Like, let's social distance. I'm going to put on my mask. And now I'm going to start a new podcast about OCs, and I'm going to make the artwork and music for that. That's what I'm going to do.
You'll never guess it, but I'm going to join in on that. But I'll let you do the artwork and the music.
Wow, what a coincidence. You're also going to be...
Yeah, wow, who'd have thought?
This is, like, insane. This is crazy, but, like... you're not gonna believe this, but like, I'm also gonna be on that trip.
No way!
No.
Yeah,
what are
I know.
The fucking odds?
I know. It's so fucking crazy. Like, wow. Did we actually say the name of the podcast on?
Check out this guy.
Check out this guy. So also, it's like a rotating co-host thing with the three of us and our guests from last episode, Spike. And
so we're gonna have four hosts, but I don't think we want like more than three people on mic at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's easier to edit. So, you know, we'll have like two or three of us depending on like whether we have, you know, a guest on.
Yeah, we're gonna like probably solidify that a little bit more off mic, but mm-hmm. Like, we definitely want people to guest. We've talked about it in our Discord. But, yeah, we want people to talk about their OCs. And
I'm so excited to hear about people's OCs and finally flesh out mine, because I have a lot of half-finished projects somewhere.
Hell yeah.
In my apartment. Maybe if I talk about OCs more, I'll flesh them out a bit more and they'll get like personalities and stuff.
And we've, And we've talked about maybe even trying to like make a guy like on podcast.
Mm-hmm. I would love to do character creation episodes.
Oh, I love doing character creation. It's my favorite part of RPGs.
It's good, is the thing.
It's fun. I love making little guys.
So Devin asks, going by its theme as children's horror, which moments of Ghost Game were the spookiest for you? And going by the name of your podcast, which episodes were the gayest? I think the gayest episodes have to be like some of the Jellymon Kyoshiro stuff. Digimon are non-binary. That's still gay. Mm-hmm. I'm counting it. Also, wanting to kiss a monster is gay, like, regardless of gender. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, straight.
Also, Kyoshiro is trans, so.
Also, Kyoshiro is trans.
The thing is that I have seen straight monster kissing, and it fucking sucks. And it does. I'm just, like, putting it out there. It does, unfortunately, exist.
I wasn't ready for that sentence. Straight monster kissing with like the tone of voice like the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. This is straight appropriating, you know, our culture.
It is.
I feel like there's a very straight form of monster kissing where it's just like it's like shifter romance where it's like, oh, they're just a hot guy, like, you know, 98% of the time, and then like, you know, just like 2%, they're like just a dragon off screen or something.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean now. Oh yeah.
And like, I'm not even saying that is disparaging like our gay friends that like the shifters, but like, it's when it's straight.
Yeah,
it's specifically that. Kyoshiro Jellymon. I honestly, there's despite there being, like, two, like, boys in, like, the main cast that were, like, I just never really felt that chippy about Hiro and Kirishiro. Yeah,
I had no romance vibes from any of the main children.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really didn't have a lot of romance vibes in general, which is
I love that.
Which is surprising to me because, you know, I guess Digimon has had like romance vibes from the start, as we've seen with like our ghost gayest episodes. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised by like how you know, how little those vibes were present, you know. I not necessarily complaining. I mean, like, that doesn't have to be an aspect of it. But, you know, I would have liked a little more gay shit, please. Thank you.
It's mostly the gay ghost gays because we're doing it, you know, more than...
yeah,
but also because, like, we've talked about this, but, like, Digimon being, like, inherently, like, queer and it's, like...
Yeah, like, a lot of queer themes just, like, baked into the premise as we've
discussed. Identity
and...
Yeah, identity and, like, queer platonic relationships and, like, all that. Like, that's definitely baked in there, but that's just Digimon. Specifically, like, gay moments?
Not a lot of those.
You could maybe say, like, if you go with the metaphor of a Digimon means you're gay, like, having a partner Digimon means you're gay, then Ruli's friends definitely knew. Ruli was gay, but we're like, we're gonna give her time to come out to us. We know, but we're not gonna push it.
It definitely had that vibe for sure.
And Goromon and Ruli was less shippy to me than Jellymon and Kirishiro, but it was still there.
Yeah, I definitely do think, like, you can read Ruli and Goromon as, like, as just friends, and that actually works really well for me as, like, more of a queer platonic than romantic thing.
That's kind of more how I felt like it by the end. I wasn't sure when he went all, like, sicko mode as Lamortmon, but then, like, I, like, thought back and I was like, you know what? I would go sicko mode for my friends. I could see that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, you know, it. I could see it either way, whereas, like, it's a lot harder for me to read Jellymon and Kirishiro as anything but, like, romantic.
Yeah, Jellymon is in love. There's no...
I think they should have kissed. I'm gonna say
in
it.
My heart,
they probably should have kissed. They kissed off screen. It's fine.
They kissed off screen. Yeah. But I also love that there were such... Like, there was the family bond with Hiro and Gamamon. There was the friendship with Ruli and Goromon. And then the over-the-top love story of Jellymon and Kyoshiro. I just love that each of these bonds were just as meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an ace looking at a show and be like, we have meaningful relationships as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's like, if I was writing Ghost Game fanfic, I would make, like, I'd be like, Rulimon and Goromon have, like, really tight bond, but, like, Ruli ends up finding out she's, like, a lesbian or something, so, like, she kisses, like, Aoi or something, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's
she's
a
like
good
a
fanfic.
Teen. She's still figuring it. Out herself.
I'd read your fanfic.
Thanks.
Going back to Devin's question, which of the episodes were scariest?
I am extremely claustrophobic and afraid of drowning, so those episodes really got me.
Yeah. I'm afraid of heights, so definitely, like, the Bastmon episode where they were, like, fucking walking around on, like, fucking scaffolding. Like, that got me. This wasn't, like, necessarily, like, the most directly scary, but, like, honestly, the Betsumon episode where, like, they were just, like, making, like, tiny, you know, they were just, like, changing tiny little things about the show and, like, slowing down the music enough that you just barely notice, like, I think it did a great job of, like, creating that, like, creepy, like, sort of uncanny vibe, where it's like, you're watching the show, but it's like, wait a minute, is this really Ghost Game? Is this really the same show that I'm watching? I thought that was really good and really well executed. It hit me, like, just right when I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of some of the stuff that, like, stuck with me. I'm also, like, vaguely looking up, like, some of the episodes, like, kind of, like, what horror stuff that were in it. Like, you know, there were, like, some of the early episodes that really stuck with me, or, like, when the kids were about to freeze to death. Just, like, like, very, like, visceral fear of, like, things that can happen to you for real. Some of the stuff where it's, even if it couldn't happen for real, like the stealing your place with the Batsuman, and like the changing you into a Digimon against your will, like, that didn't scare me, like, because of the transformation. It scared me because of, like, how obsessive the Digimon was. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the part that scared me. Like, I'm not afraid.
Oh, Ayataramon. Yeah, Ayataramon was definitely very creepy. Like, yeah, that's definitely another one that stood out for me.
Like, it was her more than... Because, like... I'm a furry, of course, there's gonna be TF and things, like, hello. just some of the stuff. Oh, Elvir, you probably didn't like the cave episode, right?
That one was a tough one for me, yeah. I once went into one of those boxes where you have to, like, crawl in, and, someone asked me to do that and looked at it and they said no. And then last year someone said, hey, we're all going into this cave. Are you going to come? And I put my head in and I said, no, I will not be doing that. So I was watching that in the middle of my room so that I would have a lot of space around me. Because I hated it. Not going to lie. I hated watching that.
I feel like a lot of what I didn't like was... when Digimon, like, went really, like, overboard with their ideals and stuff, because I also really was, like, really, like, squicked out about, like, the purity stuff with, like, the... if you throw garbage out of your window once, you're the worst person that ever existed, and I must purify you now.
You know what was a really cool one? When the Digimon of the week was actually lashing out because a human was experimenting on them.
Yeah! That was a great one. That was a great one.
Yeah.
I love...
Morphmon was a really good... We love bug episodes.
I love a bug.
I love a bug. I love when the bad guys all along are humans. Like, that I'm gonna like that stuff. Like, yeah, it's done over and over, but I love when a monster is like, I'm not actually evil, it's the humans are.
Mm-hmm. The humans were the monsters all along.
That shit's cool. I don't know. And then, yeah, and then I've talked about Aizwan. I don't know, just, like, surveillance is fucked up. So, even though it's real and happening, it's, like, more fucked up when it's visible, I guess.
All right, Veer asks, who was the gayest ghost and who was the ghostest gay? I think Jellymon was the gayest ghost, probably. The ghostest gay, I mean, Gulu Scamamon, right?
Yeah.
He was very ghostist.
Next question. Barrier Triomon asks, now that it's all wrapped up, how do we feel about the team of three? I think it made the show's cast feel a lot tighter, and it also meant it had more room to delve into the monsters of the week. Still, though, what if there was a fourth? Would that be cool, or would that be cringe?
We did talk about it a little bit, but yeah. I think in general, like... We agree that, like, the smaller cast is good, but also a fourth would be cool.
Yeah, I think it was fine. Like, it's definitely the first Digimon series to, like, not add a new member partway through, and I think it worked out all right. Like, yeah, I maybe would have liked to, like, delve a little bit more into, like, the friends group around the team and, like, I don't know, maybe develop them a bit more, but yeah. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I liked that it was three. I wouldn't necessarily need a fourth, but I think what this show now needs to learn is how to do side characters. Like how to introduce a cool guy and give him a couple of episodes and not make him a main cast member.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did it a little bit with some of the Digimon.
They did it a little bit. Like, Clockmon was definitely a side character, and that works. He didn't need a bigger role than what he got.
I think I agree. Like, I think, like, they had a hard enough time getting stuff for all three of the sets of characters to do things, because they focused a lot on Hirangamon. So I think if they had more, that could have been worse. But I also am always a fan of, like, adding the Green Ranger, adding the Digimon Emperor as our friend, adding the, you know, I love that shit, but they didn't need
adding Eugene as, like, yeah, you know, I am thinking back to App Monsters, and, like, you know, Eugene was a character in the friend group, like, from episode one, and then, like, you know, halfway through the series, he gets added as, like, a, you know, a proper, like, protagonist with a partner, and that worked really well for me, like, yeah.
It's always going to depend on the characters and the show and how they interact with each other, I think.
Yeah, I do like to get a new guy on the team, but, you know, I think it worked fine without.
Yep.
So, last question. Veer asks, should a Futuremon series have a Digimon that just looks like a human kid and is named, like, Edmon or something else that sounds like a boring human name, and then have their partner be a dog with its fur dyed so everyone mistakes it as the Digimon until it's time for Edmon to Digivolve? Why or why not? Note, the dog, besides having its fur dyed in, like, a Digivice collar, is a completely normal dog. That's kind of a fun idea. Like, what if a tamer was just, like, not a human?
I love that. I mean, okay. Of course I love that. I love animal, but I also love... That's very idle.
You know?
That's very, like, this dog from Persona 3 that has... persona, and instead of shooting a gun to make their persona come out from their head, their collar does it, and that I love that dog, so yeah, absolutely, I'm all for it.
I feel like it would be a bit OP, because if the dog is the partner, then obviously they're gonna reach max friendship immediately.
Yeah. I want Edmon to be able to talk to dog, though. Like, they understand each other. I feel like that makes it a lot easier in general.
What would he evolve into, though? Like, a human? Like, an older human? Does he just turn into an old guy?
Well, there are guy Digimon.
Or does he turn into a fucked up Digimon?
Maybe he turns into just, like, a guy with a sword.
Yeah, I would like him to turn into a fucked up Digimon, please.
What if his final form was a fucked up Digimon? Like, the first, like, two or three, he's, like, normal. He's just a guy.
Like, maybe a small boy?
With a sword.
Like, small boy?
Small boy.
Teenager?
He's a guy with...
Middle-aged man, and then fucked up Digimon.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, perfect form is like, oh, a guy in armor, okay, and then he like turns into like a disgusting monster in ultimate. Yeah
That's
good. And by disgusting I mean beautiful.
Yeah, obviously,
of course, as is the case with all monsters.
Mm-hmm. All monsters are beautiful.
So true.
Unless they're just like really boring, just like human.
Or they're like
looking monster.
Or they're like, they have bad ideology. Like, they're like, I look like a monster, and I'm also a fascist. Oh, okay. So you're just a bad person, okay? I don't know an example of that, but I was just thinking about it. I was like, you know, monsters are beautiful on the inside.
Because monsters are simply good.
Monsters are good.
Yeah.
That's the fucking... Yeah, that's the official Digimon Ghost Gaze stance. Monsters are good. We like monsters on this Digimon podcast.
Is this
startling stuff.
Controversial shit is being said.
This is like almost as surprising as the fact we're all going to be on a podcast together.
Wow. What are the
almost
odds?
Like we like monsters and podcasting together.
Yeah, crazy.
Bizarre.
Sounds fake.
All right, that's it for our questions. We're already running long, so I'm not gonna do the tier list. Like, we already talked about, like, which Digimon we like, so, you know, Wesengamamon S tier. I think that's...
Yeah, his design is really good. He's very sleek.
Mm-hmm.
Wesengamamon, Amphibimon, Drabbitmon, Mamoromon. Like, yeah.
We're putting all of them there. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's wrap it up. Elvir, where can we find you?
You can find me for the final one. I'll just rattle them all off. I'm at Eruviru on Twitter and TikTok. And Eruviru_cosplay on Instagram. And then on Tumblr, it's matrimcouton.tumblr.com. And that's the lot of them.
Okay. You can find me at Haunting the Morgue on Tumblr, Twitter, Steam? I don't know. Lots of places. Haunting the Morgue in most places. I do have Haunting the Morgue on Co-host, but I'm more active on Gengar at Co-host. I'm not even that active, but I am there. You can find me also on my other podcasts. Ford ReZero, a ReZero Watch podcast, and the Sonic Shuffle, a random and holistic Sonic lore podcast.
I'm Emery. You can find me on Fur Affinity, where I've got a bunch of neat furry art. The username is Space Robot. You can get in touch with me about a commission over Discord or at my email address, spacerobotart@gmail.com. If you want to listen to a cool podcast about, gay couples that aren't canon and make us yell, you should listen to We Rate Queerbait, a show that I do with Devin and Sky, and we get kinda silly and angry on it. our most recent episode was the April Fool's Day episode, where we talked about a straight couple, Raylo, specifically from Rise of Skywalker, which we loved.
God.
Also, I'm on an upcoming audio drama pilot. News will be forthcoming. Hey, maybe maybe subscribe to our next show. Maybe subscribe to Check Out a Guy when that's available, so that you can get updates on that when they're available.
Yeah.
Maybe do that.
It will also be on Noise Space.
Yeah.
Just like this one is. They're both on.
Yeah, Check Out a Guy, not the audio drama.
Oh, sorry. Yes, not the audio drama. Check Out a Guy. And Digimon Ghost Gaze. Yeah. Are both. Mm-hmm.
Part of the noisespace.xyz network. We're doing this a little out of order.
Sorry.
It's fine. You can go to noisespace.xyz and find all sorts of
shows.
And you can find this show on Twitter at DigiGhostGaze, on Tumblr at DigimonGhostGaze.tumblr.com. We've got a Discord server. I'm doing art streams on Fridays. We're doing Tokusatsu group watch on Mondays. It's a very fun time. Go check it out. The art streams are real chill. Just like, it's mostly just a bunch of folks talking and having a chill time while I sort of draw in the background and people sometimes watch. It's a nice time. So I think that about does it for us. So for the last time, all you poltergeist ghouls and non-boonaries,
Digimon is for the game.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye.
Hey, we did it.